very often that we get tangled up in marital woes.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, it's really fun.
When it's not your marriage.
Right. When it's not us. I just got a text message from Matt's wife, Hannah. And at first I thought, I don't think she meant to send this to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a picture of Matt driving on the highway with what appears to be, I wouldn't call it a smile, but it's not certainly not a frown.
Mm-hmm.
And the message along with it says, working on getting rid of the RBF because I'm sick of it.
Well, she's certainly not alone.
I agree.
That's why I told you I think she'll get a lot of people on her side.
Yes.
Wow.
And, I mean, I can show you. I'm happy to post it as well. As long as I have Matt's permission, I'll post that.
Sure.
It's like,
This photo is, it appears that Matt's trying not to have RBF,
uh-huh.
but it's coming across as very condescending.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that came across because that's what I was going for.
Oh, good. Well, message heard.
Yeah. To me, that's like a happy version of Matt.
It looks, his lips are not turned down.
They're not, right.
They're not turned up. Like in a smile, but they're not turned down.
It looks like he's struggling.
Yeah, he's like,
well, smile. That photo was taken after I'd been doing that pose for already at least 6 minutes.
Oh.
So my face hurt. My muscles hurt.
Like, what is this thing called smiling? I don't like it.
I didn't like it.
He don't like it.
Yeah.
But I think we do have your wife, Hannah, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, so you've had it. You've absolutely had it with the RBF.
I have. I'm sick and tired of it. I just never, you guys know, you work with him, mm-hmm. you're with him every day. Matt and I have been together for 13 years, okay? And it's like, what do you want to do? Or, you know, you ask him a question and what's wrong with you? Nothing. But, okay, then fix your face. Like, if nothing's wrong with you, then fix it.
Well, Hannah, Jason and I have a very good divorce attorney, if you're looking that way.
Ooh. No, absolutely not.
He handles RBF cases.
I know.
he helped Jason and Carol with theirs, and he fixed that. I mean, they're back together.
Carol does suffer as well.
Yeah, she suffers from RBF.
She is a sufferer.
Yes.
Matt, I think, is the most severe RBF case I've seen for a male or a female.
He had that floppy lid for a long time.
Yeah.
The diagnosis of floppy lid. But with the weight loss, it's gone.
It's gone. That and treating my sleep apnea has fixed the floppy lid. Because the eye doctor, when I went in and I said, why do I have this floppy lid? He says, do you have sleep apnea? And I said, why are we asking unrelated questions?
And yes, the answer is yes.
And of course I do.
Did you go to medical school?
Do you have eyes? Can you see me? Of course I have sleep apnea.
I don't blame you. Because you never know, when you walk by the office, is Matt on his last verge to explode or not? Like, I remember when he came back from Disney, I was like, he must have not liked the trip.
Yeah. He was like, I'm great.
Yeah, and then I asked him, how was Disney? Oh, loved it. It was great. I'm like, oh, gosh, you don't look like you did.
Yeah.
This has been enlightening and also, I think, a positive thing for us, Hannah, though, because we thought it was just here. We thought it was just like he's angry and not happy here with us.
Yeah. Mm.
But to hear
that's his face. Like, I cannot tell you how many times that my family will be like, what's wrong with Matt? And I'm like, nothing. He's having a great time.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Hannah. I don't want to be too personal, but like, is his O face the same?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He was like, that was good. Let's do that again some other time.
No.
How do you tell Anna when he has that?
Hannah.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of Freudian slip you're trying over there.
Oh, and say Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, you did it again.
Okay.
Hannah.
Not to be confused with Jared's ex. Anna.
Correct.
But
why don't you hammer it down as much as you can? That's three times.
Again, this is not Karen's ex.
I don't know any of their names.
Don't issue that challenge.
Cletus, Trevor,
I'm guessing.
He
will take it.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Gee whiz.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Do you know, can you tell, besides Matt always having the RBF, do you know when Matt is not in a good mood or you're always guessing?
No, I definitely know when he's not in a good mood. But, like, we'll be okay. Whenever I texted Katie, we were talking about groceries, right, for the week. And I'm like, you know, do you want that? And So I finally looked at him and said, can you just practice smiling? Can we just smile? Smile.
Oh,
like,
is that what that picture is?
It was me practicing smiling.
Oh, I thought you were trying to catch him with RBF. I'm like, that's not an RBF.
No, I was practicing smiling because she was tired of the RBF.
Yep.
So for a solid 12 minutes, I had that look on my face. And then, because apparently my reaction to her menu wasn't great enough, when she said, I think I could probably do spaghetti tomorrow night, I said, oh, my God, yes! I need spaghetti!
That's not helpful.
You know what else isn't helpful?
Though.
Looking at your spouse and saying, fix your face.
She's had
also
it.
Not helpful.
13 years in, she's been dealing with this, man.
Well, here's your two options. You get that or you get spaghetti.
I like that.
When they said, you know, it's a life, death to his part, Matt was like, yes.
Yeah.
And Hannah's probably like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You don't look happy. We're getting married.
Are you having second thoughts?
I do ask him, are you sure, a lot? And he's like, yeah, why are you asking me that? I'm like, because the look on your face doesn't say that you're sure. It says that you're not happy about the decision or you want to do something different. He's like, I'm fine.
Yeah. How can you tell when he is really, just so for future reference here.
Like, can you tell if he's happy?
Well, no, how can you tell when he's actually in a bad mood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's just like really short with you and
he's always describing my day-to-day activities.
Well, that's how he is at home when he's really not in a good mood. He's very short. You can tell he needs a nap for sure.
I can see that because when you do ask Matt a question here, I think when he's in a good mood, he tends to over-explain it. Something that he could have said in about 15 seconds goes on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, which is very rare for him.
My wife also says that too.
Yeah,
I do.
Hey, it happened. How long have y'all been married?
We've been married almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's about that time. So
I've been together for 13.
I'm glad you're fixing
been
it.
Been together for 13.
You're fixing it. No, I love that. No, of course
I'm. No, I love Matt so much. He is so much fun. The RBF drives me absolutely nuts, but there's nobody else I'd rather suffer through RBF with than Matt.
That's great.
Thanks.
Nice.
That's what we're doing for now on.
When he's on Gardens of the Galaxy, the best roller coaster, because he loves Disney, Epcot, does he still have the RBF while he's riding?
Oh, no. He smiles and screams with his hands up. And
really?
Yeah.
You know it's in there. You know,
on a roller coaster, yes, there's going to be some emotion. Just keep me on a coaster.
Keep you on a coaster.
Yeah.
My son used to have like one of those mini coasters you can put in your house.
Like the little
plastic ones?
We can
get one for you
sure.
In here.
Sure.
We used to do it here.
We have one in our backyard.
We
have one.
It goes right into your office, so like you can coaster in.
It's straight down.
Get your face going. Get your face up. But one of the worst things though, when nothing is wrong and people keep asking you, because then you're really thinking about your face and all that stuff. You're like, no, I am fine. You start not being fine. Like, right. Stop looking at me.
Oh, yeah. That and when she says, do you need a nap? Those set me off like you wouldn't believe.
You're like, oh, spaghetti sucks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. That'll be our new thing, Matt. We ask how you're doing. If you're good, you go, spaghetti!
Got it.
If you're not, you're like,
I'll just answer with so much emotion you can't handle it.
Promotions meeting!
I don't know. I think this might backfire. I really feel it backfiring.
That was honestly my goal of that car ride that she sent you the picture from was to overdo it to the point where she's like, I'll take
RBF. Fine, just never mind.
I'll take the face.
RBF is fine.
Yep.
All right. Hannah, you still leaving your shoes everywhere or have you fixed that?
No, it's in our room, kind of. I'm trying to get better.
Okay.
That's nice. You're working on it.
Yeah, our son's taking over that role from her.
He has.
Good luck with that.
You might need to take some Prozac for that as well.
good news. I'm already on Prozac, so.
Oh,
so you're perfect.
To deal with Matt's RBF.
Yeah.
No.
Matt needs to be on, like, uppers, whatever that is, and then you're on Prozac. That helps even things out.
Yeah.